like that.
We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Chaf in the standard edition, Reish Tzadi Aleph in the Zelgman edition. Odita b'Shulchan Aruch. We have another Allah and Shulchan Aruch regarding the mitzvah of visiting those that are ill. Bikur cholim, en mevakim lo l'cholei me'ayim. This is where we left off. Not to visit someone who has an illness of the digestive tract, because that's uncomfortable for them. Mishum kisufa, they could be embarrassed or they could be in pain. They want to relieve themselves and you're there and they're constantly suffering with stomach pains. Velo l'cholei ayin, don't visit someone who has an illness of the eye, velol chole rosh, nor people who have an illness of the head, where it's a terrible headache and things like that. Shadibur kashelem, because in those states, sometimes it's very difficult for a person to talk. And when you visit them, they feel obligated to talk to you, and then you're hurting them by visiting them. Vodin lekol chole shadibur kashelo, and the same is true for any person who's ill that has a difficult time talking. Don't visit him and see him face to face. Rather, stay in the outer room. Check out, does he need help? Does he need someone to change the linen? Does he need someone to clean the floors? Does he need someone to clean the toilets? You know, the simple things, that's what someone needs when they're sick. They need someone to get the house fresh, maybe to wash the dishes. Maybe to air out the house. Maybe to get proper heating. Maybe to pick up medication for them. That's Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim is we check the simple things that a person needs. I'll tell you a phenomenal story, and I'll even tell you who it's about. We had about four houses down from here. There was a woman who was deathly ill. She had a form of cancer that was incurable. And they had like six little kids. The smallest one, 1.5. The eldest was like 12 or 13. And she was undergoing whatever treatment she could get. They were commuting back and forth. And they needed help. So I went to a woman who lives not far away. Her name is Rabbanit El Yasaf. You guys hear of her? Rabbi Alex El Yasaf's wife, yeah. So I knocked on her door. I said, you know, you teach girls. And maybe there are girls who would volunteer and take the kids out a little bit and come and clean the house a little bit. Because, you know, how much could a father do if he's taking care of his wife and taking care of the kids? You know, we need a hand here. She said, you know, you're so right. We have to ensure that house is clean. She looks at her watch and she says, you know, you're so right. And 10 minutes later, she had changed into like work clothing. And she was there with two friends and they were mopping and cleaning. And she would come like once a week personally to clean. She didn't get students. She said, well, I'm going to ask students to do it. And I have to understand, she teaches all across the country. She doesn't teach just here in Jerusalem. She teaches in the north. She teaches in the south. She can travel on any given day, like half the country to teach. So she has hundreds, if not thousands, of students. But she said, a neighbor of mine needs help, so I have to go. I don't have to ask a student. So she herself went and cleaned. She also got students to help with other things, but she personally went, I think once a week she would go with friends and clean up the whole house. So that taught me something, yeah. So Bikur Cholim is about doing that little, the simple mundane things, like cleaning the floors, doing the dishes, doing the shopping for the person, getting the medication they need. You guys have opportunities to do that here in the Machon. When people get sick, there's no one who could help them, you know, but you. They're not with their family, so they need you to bring them supper, to bring them food from the lunchroom. They need you to ask them, hey, could I do your laundry for you? You have a real opportunity here to do that chesed. Yeah, it's a big mitzvah. When people undergo circumcisions for their giyul, so they're stuck in bed. Hopefully it goes well and they can get around, but some people can't get around after a circumcision. They need help. You know how many times I went and bought the Optalgin, the painkiller for the guy who underwent the circumcision? And I always felt like I didn't teach it well. If the guys don't realize that they should get their roommate the painkiller, I don't mind getting it, but then we're not teaching it well here. So, guys, I said it here. You heard it now. And your roommate undergoes a circumcision. You ask him, can I go to the pharmacy and get you the painkiller or something else? Okay, so if it's going to be difficult for the person to speak, so then we don't visit him, but rather we go to the outer room, we ask what they need, and we offer whatever assistance we can. Vishomin tzaro, we hear how the person is suffering, umvakshin alav rachamim, and we pray for the person. V'chen lechol chole, kshemvakro yizaher levakesh alav rachamim achar kach. When a person visits any person that's sick, part of the visit should be that you're praying for the person. And what he's about to say is in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not some level of stringency or chumrah. Ve'im biker ve'lo bikesh lo kiyem ha-mitzvah kadin. The halacha says, this is in the Gemara, this is in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person visited someone and did not pray on their behalf, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah. They didn't do the mitzvah right. That's why we don't visit the sick the first 3 hours of the day. Ordinarily, people feel better in the morning. You'll come visit him in the morning when he just woke up and he has his strength. So you'll think, oh, he's not so bad. You ain't going to really pray for him. So then a person won't feel like he has to pray for him. You don't visit a person in the last 3 hours of the day, because towards the end of the day, ordinarily, now, a person feels worse at the final hours of the day. V'yitya'esh milevakesh. And a person will think, he's a goner. Nothing to pray about. I had that. There was a woman who I was praying for who had cancer. And until I visited her in the hospital, I was praying. Then I came to the hospital and I saw a woman who, a mother of a friend of mine, I had known her. She was taller than me and everything. I see this little being in a bed. Her whole body was all shriveled up from all the medication. And there she was suffering. And I walked out of that room and I said, I'm not praying for her to live. You know, she's suffering so much. How can I pray for her to live? Who said that's what she wants? Who said that's what's right for her? I walked out of the room seeing her suffering so badly. I said, I can't pray. How can I pray for her to live? I don't even know if I'm doing her a favor. So the halacha is that when a sick person is going to be worst off, then you shouldn't visit them. If you visit at that hour, then you'll walk away thinking, I'm not praying for him, he's finished. What happens if you're in a rush? And if you don't visit in the morning or at night, you're not going to end up visiting at all. Seems you're better off visiting at least at those hours, rather than losing out on the mitzvah completely. Because at the end of the day, when you visit someone, it can be a matter of life and death. By visiting them, then they might need something. You might be able to bring them something so that they'll get better. Maybe they need you to clean up, and that'll make them get better. As we find in the Gemara, we'll see later on the whole story of Rabbi Akiva, who saved the student's life by visiting him. We had a student here who was sick. No one visited him. He died in bed. The guy started off with the standard flu. He lived alone in an apartment, and we found him dead in bed. Now, we knew he had the flu, and no one took the time to go and visit him. So we don't know what happened. We don't know if he had a heart attack and no one could have saved him. We don't know if he suddenly just felt bad and he didn't have the strength to get out of bed. So, these things happen. We have a responsibility. It's especially important when we have a neighbor who's living alone to go and visit them. After we found this student had passed away, so I started being very scared for people who are living alone. So I have a friend who lives alone. And every time I hear he's sick, I try to go over to visit him. And I've had times where I called and there was no answer on a Friday. I call Thursday, there's no answer. I call Friday, there's no answer. I've had times where I've gone by taxi, Erev Shabbos, there to his house and back, just to make sure he's alive, to make sure he's okay, to make sure he doesn't need something, because he's all alone. So the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is specifically because sometimes the sick person needs your help, and he doesn't have who to help him. Or even if he has, you got to take shifts. You got to help people. So we're going to see one of the halachos is that you don't leave a sick person alone, as we'll see, depending obviously on the level of illness. But when a person's deathly ill, then we try to ensure that there's always someone with them. We'll see as we go through the halachot. We're slowly but surely covering the halachot of Bikur Cholim. Yes?
In Boston, I visited someone in the hospital. Well, he was a 15-year-old kid, and someone else in the congregation said, "Why don't you visit him?" I said, "I don't even know him. I don't want to visit him." So I said, "Okay, I'll visit him." So I visited him, and he was, for a month or so, he was going in and out of coma. And so I visited him, and I stayed 15 minutes, and I stayed, and I said, "Tell him," and he said, "Say hello with me." And it was the first day that he opened his eyes, okay? And when I asked him, some one member of the congregation said, "Well, why'd you make him stay up so long? You know, you probably hurt him." So I went home, I felt bad, and then I found out the next day that they didn't know what was wrong with him. So they found out a couple days later what was wrong with him, and they cured him. But by going to the hospital, I helped him a lot.
Very nice. Very nice.